call last night from their CEO, and it was explained to me this would be released this morning. That was the first we were aware of it. But she was at pains to point out that this was not for Micah Holmes. This was for non-Micah Holmes. And really the difference being the fact that whenever you look at the Micah Holmes, we're sort of held back to the old specifications of pre-2007. The specification that they have now priced as even an enhanced version from what they had of last year. It's allowing for thicker walls, therefore requiring heavier foundations and so on. So it's an enhanced spec that's driving that 26% increase, but also inflation is massively involved in there. But that is not a reflection, and she was at pains to stress that. That is not a reflection on what the new MICA numbers will be at whatever time they're released. That exercise has yet to be done. Last time it was done was January of this year.
But it is vital that these costs now are taken into account for the scheme.
Absolutely. And what was disappointing, I did ask, is it not possible to dissect the 26% and see what contribution of that is purely down to inflation as opposed to an increase in specification? That information wasn't available to us, nor would it be available to us. So again, that muddies the waters and it leaves us less clear as to what the appropriate percentage increase ought to be with regard to inflation alone. But the reality here is that we shouldn't be messing about with pre-2007 15-year-old specifications on a brand new house at a time when energy costs never were higher, at a time when Europe and the rest of the world are saying, what can we do to build our homes in a way that has the lowest possible carbon footprint? And yet we have a government here and a department here in the Department of Housing hell-bent in keeping us back in the Stone Ages, keeping us back at the most expensive forms of heating at a time when the world is going the opposite direction. I think that just shows the contempt again that Micah homeowners have been facing all along.